family with AT&T Mobile Share Value Plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
If you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea and you do all your sleeping at home, this message is not for you. However, if you like to travel for business or pleasure, you're going to want to hear about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere. And free information is available now by calling minicpap.com at 1-800-600-7175. Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. This is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever. So if you travel, get the freedom to sleep anywhere you go. Call now for life-changing free information from minicpap.com. 1-800-600-7175. That's 1-800-600-7175.
At Granite Busters, they make it easy to say yes.
Right now until March 9th, it's the Granite Busters Why Wouldn't I Sale.
With no-nonsense bottom-line pricing, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
And when you buy 50 or more square feet of granite countertops, you'll get the following three items absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, valued at $350, free.
A sink crate, valued at $100, free.
A complete plumbing hookup, valued at $250,
free.
That's $700 worth of extras,
absolutely free.
Stop in and check out over 125 different colors and styles and pick out the perfect slab for your kitchen at the Granite Busters Design Showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Call now to schedule an appointment at 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344.
Or visit online at granitebusters.com.
The Why Wouldn't I sale is going on now
at Granite Busters. Auto Trader Alerts will let you know when the price drops on a car that you've been searching for. Sign up for text alerts at autotrader.com.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of...
The trunk stretching exercise to strengthen the nut muscles.
Those are important, those muscles.
I work on them regularly.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 20th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Probably not in the best of moods, the people at Matheny right now with this recent 50-degree weather, but I looked and at Thursday night, the low is 19. So everybody at Matheny, chin up. It's coming. And the people that didn't think to have their systems checked out are going to be all crazy when they realize the house just isn't heating. I'm Matheny, I'll take care of you. And now,
hey!
Round of introductions. At the control board, he's a father, he's a bowler. He's sometimes a cook, man of many talents. He's a control board operator. His name is Eon the Peon. He wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you set up a meeting with them, they will sit down, crunch the numbers, and find out how much money.
You changed it up. You had to crunch the numbers.
Yes. Yes. There is some number crunching going on in those meetings. Yes. And they can come up with a number that will let you know how much money it is going to take to retire comfortably. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Why, look who's in the house. It's Dan Strauss with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind, yeah.
And I've never seen Rad Boy in a better mood, and I didn't know this until a listener emailed me and said that today is National what day, Red Boy?
Cheese.
National Cheese Day. Wow. This is the day he lives for. If you like polka music, and even if you don't, How about a round of applause for Bruce Lindquist in the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
72 years in business. It's a long, long time. That's how long Matheny has been around. Started as, I believe, a company working on refrigeration units. And they got in the heating and cooling business. I'm sure for the first several years, many years, it was heat because people didn't have air conditioning. And I don't think there's anybody that there are people that don't have air conditioning, but most people have it, and it's lumped into one piece of equipment called the, there's a name for it.
HVAC.
Yeah, I never did really understand what that stood for. I just call it heating and air conditioning. And that's what they do. And they've been doing it for 72 years, and they do it well, and they are regularly retrained and trained on the latest and greatest equipment that comes out. Because like anything else, if you look under the hood of your car, you don't even know what you're looking at, and it's so full you can't see the ground. Open the hood of a car from the 60s. You could stand in there with the motor. There's so much space because there wasn't all the technology under the hood. The same thing happens with heating and cooling. You need somebody to come out who knows what they're looking at when they take those panels off and get into those coils and tubes and whatever they are. And you also need somebody who can take something that's an old piece of garbage and know how to keep that going too. The new, the old, the big, the small. No matter what brand or model or type, Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. And they serve all of the St. Louis, all of St. Louis County and 98% of St. Charles County. And we had, do you notice how many people we had on our trip from Illinois? We had a lot of Illinois people. And some of them actually said to me, hey, get Matheny over to Illinois. Well, I'll mention it to them again. But I think they... I think they've got about all the business they can handle, and who knows, one day they may take on more and expand in Illinois. But for now, it's St. Louis County and most of St. Charles, about 98%, almost all of St. Charles County. And don't worry about how big your house is or how small it is, or your business. They do a lot of commercial work, too. Matheny Heating and Cooling, there may be little spots here and there through the year where you don't need any heating or cooling, those 60, 70-degree days, but you know what? When the bitter cold and the hot, miserable heat comes, you want that system cranking, and they'll make sure that it always is. Matheny, 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 Matheny Heating and Cooling, Matheny Heating, Matheny Heating and Cooling.com. I'm about to tell you a true story. It happened this morning in my house. Now, these two guys in here with me, Pian and Dan, have been around my wife. They've seen her vacation persona, that's the nice person.
Right.
And they've seen when she slipped at small gatherings and tore into me in front of people. They saw that other side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what happened this morning in my house. Now, you guys know that when we got to Mexico, and just the day before we left, I had kind of a scratchy throat.
Yes.
I didn't have complete laryngitis, but I was struggling. Well, she now has that.
Uh-oh.
And she has a sore throat. Everything I'm about to tell you, and it's short, word for word, is actually the way it happened. And I'm asking the Lord in heaven to punish me if I'm lying. And I want him to do it by making me blind, deaf, impotent, and crippled.
Oh.
If I lie. All at once, simultaneously, a bolt of lightning, can't hear, can't see, can't speak, and I want my tongue to fall out.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's how true this is.
Wow.
This morning, I could tell she just wasn't feeling well, and she had not much of a voice. I said, would you like for me to make you some breakfast?
Oh, that's very nice of you. And
she didn't say anything, and I said, would you like for me to make you some breakfast? And she spun her head around like the Exorcist girl, and she said, don't make me talk. Now, how about that? How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Did she, all she had to do was shake her head.
Don't make. And she did it with that, you know,
Nate, talk.
She could have went now, yes, nodded her head.
Dan, there are all kinds of options she could have taken. Yeah. She could have taken a pad and paper and said, what a wonderful thing to do to offer to cook me breakfast. But no thanks. I have a sore throat. But thank you. How thoughtful. No, she didn't do that.
No.
Or she could have said in a whisper, no, thank you. It takes less effort to say but thank you for thinking of me. It takes less effort to do that than it does, don't make me talk. So I guess the point is, sometimes you just can't do anything right.
Yeah.
We should all call her after the show.
I had bacon. We had some eggs. I was going to make like eggs and bacon and some toast.
Oh, man.
Would you want me to make you some breakfast? That's just how I said it.
I'll come over tomorrow
Don't
morning.
Make me talk. It hurt. It hurt deeply.
Oh,
cut.
Well, how you got ever...
I said cut.
You it never.
Cut yes, me. Yes.
You no. never want to offer something like that again because you don't want to be hurt like that again.
Well, that's exactly what it causes, Dan.
Yeah.
Right.
It causes me. Wow. In the future, do you think that I will offer? No, of course I won't.
I'll never try to be nice to you again.
No, but you made it clear you don't like nice.
Yeah.
Mm. AT&T update. Not a good one. I told you that I had a line discontinued. I kept getting billed for 3 months after that. And we went on the air and talked about it and had other people say, oh, my goodness, I had a horrible experience. The customer service is terrible. So I told you that while we were on our trip, I got an email from a lady who, and I have it in front of me. I don't want to be calling her out by name, but her name is Shelley. And here's what it says at the bottom of her email. From the AT&T Office of the President.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wow.
And her direct line and her email to me says, essentially, it's fairly long, but she says, my name is Shelley. I'm a manager in AT&T Office of the President. And today one of our employees was advised they were listening to your show on January 8th, 2015, and brought to our attention that you voiced concerns regarding you having problem disconnecting service. We were also advised that the phone lines at KTRS were down. Well, that's not true. Landoff's lines were down. They're AT&T. I want to know if I can be of assistance with resolution. And I thought, well, how about that?
Oh, somebody being proactive.
Please contact me. And it's a direct number at your earliest convenience so I can assist you with getting these issues resolved.
Mm.
And she gives me her hours and a complaint number. And she says, I apologize for any inconvenience. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, she did hear from me yesterday morning at 11:30. I called. And guess what? What do you know? I got a voicemail. And I left a message, and I said, thank you for your email and your concern. I'd love to talk to you about this. Here's my phone number. What time is it? 5:26. This was yesterday at 11:30 in the morning. So that's my update on AT&T. And, boy, did I get a bunch of emails from people with all pretty much the same complaint about the trying to get to customer service at AT&T. Sorry to be so harsh on them, but you know what? What does it take sometimes for companies to kind of get the message that you need to clean that act up a little bit? Martin Luther King Day yesterday. Oh, hey, before I do that, what's the difference between a paramedic and an EMT? This is just something that just
came to mind.
On the way here, for some, I passed a, like, it wasn't an ambulance, but it said, you know, those things, EMT. And I thought, what is the difference between a paramedic and an EMT?
I don't know.
Aren't they kind of the same?
I thought they were the same, but maybe there is. Who knows?
Well, I'm sure we'll find out. Back to Martin Luther King. Yesterday was Martin Luther King Day. Now, this is not necessarily a criticism. People have the right to make money any way they want to. But unlike so many other famous people who have changed the world, and you see their quotes of, ask not what this country can do. You know, you see that stuff, and you see statues and memorials, and the King family wants everybody to pay them. For example, in the movie Selma, I haven't seen it, but I know for a fact they had to paraphrase what he said in his speech because they wanted to be paid if he... Wouldn't you think if a guy like that who did so much for black people, wouldn't you think they'd want his message, his words, to everywhere they could
right.
be? Now they want to be paid for that. And for those of you who forgot about it, if you remember, at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., there was an inscription, it was a quote from Martin Luther King, and the family demanded to be paid for that and got $761,000. Martin Luther King didn't have much of anything when he died. He left the family very little, and they have every right to profit from what he did. He himself copyrighted the I Have a Dream speech, and he sued two companies that tried to release recordings of it. I kind of get that. But at some point, I might add that they have made $50 million so far on his legacy.
I would like to think he wouldn't be that thrilled about that.
I don't think he would be.
You went the difference between
EMT and a paramedic. What's the difference?
The biggest difference between the two are the training. Basic EMTs.
I'm going to guess paramedics have more training.
Yes. Basic EMTs usually receive 120 to 150 hours of training, while paramedics get anywhere from 1,200 hours to 1,800 hours of training.
Wow.
And if an EMT shows, saying, no, give me a paramedic.
I want a paramedic.
I'm kidding. I'm not dissing the EMTs. We need those people.
It said EMT and paramedics can be summed up by one difference, the ability to break the skin. Most states do not allow basic emergency medical technicians to give shots or start intravenous lifelines. Paramedics, on the other hand, can give shots as well as use advanced airway management devices to support
like
breathing.
A tracheotomy or something.
So I guess on the show.
Well, we need both, and they're both fantastic, and they're both underpaid, I'll bet you.
EMTs can give oxygen, glucose, asthma inhalers, and epinephrine auto-injectors.
Ooh, well, you didn't even stumble. You did that without stumbling. Epinephrine.
Oh, thank you.
I guess the Gage and, what's his name, McCoy on Emergency, remember that show?
I never watched it.
Really?
No.
And the doctor would always say, start a IV with Ringer's lactate.
With what?
Ringer's lactate. He'd always say that.
Lactate
start an IV with
milk.
Ringer's.
Make milk out of a breast.
Yeah, I don't know.
It makes sense.
Well, that's what they said on the
Ringer's
show.
Ringer's lactate.
That's what
maybe
I thought,
you misheard it. You sure that's what they were saying?
I thought so.
Ringer's lactate?
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Well, we're
going
to look it up right now. And what did they say? Start
Ringer's lactate.
Start an IV.
Okay, and what did they say? Start an IV with...
Ringer's lactate.
Lactated Ringer's injection is a sterile, non-pyrogenic solution for fluid and electrolyte replenishment. So usually like...
I never heard of it.
Usually like, you know, when they just put fluids in.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Hey, Dan was right. What do you know? It's a rare moment.
Lactated Ringer's.
Savor this, Dan. You were right.
Savor that.
Savor the moment. These two kids, they were calling the Bonnie and Clyde of our day, as you know, were finally found. He was 18 and she was 13. They're from Kentucky. Now, being from the South, these guys have been merciless on me. Play that banjo, that deliverance. Every time I mention being from Tennessee, you know, they hit me with the, backwoods hillbilly banjo. And what I'm about to share with you doesn't help with the stereotype that Kentucky people, Mississippi people, that they're hillbilly and they talk like hillbillies. Wait till you hear the quote from the reporter who interviewed the mom of the 18-year-old boy. Now, did you see the girl?
No.
Yes.
She looked every bit of 18 or 19. That's the kind of girl that sends guys to prison because you would never know she's 13. And so they interviewed the mom. His name was Dalton Hayes, 18. And his mother is Tammy Martin. And she was the one that was urging her son, please give yourself up and face the consequences. And it says that she says her son actually believed the girl was 18 or 19. And she says by the time he realized she was only 13. And here's a direct quote from her. He was already done in love with her.
It's not my fault, sir.
Well, you know,
I was too done in love with her.
Well, he thought she was 19 and or 18 at least, and by the time he knowed that she is 13, he was already done in love with her. Woo-hoo! Kentucky. Where are they from? Let's see, Kentucky, some little hit town. I have to repeat that again. He was already done in love.
Not like she was my sister.
Yeah. And the last story we have is an old person story, and we're all getting closer to this. This is from the police blotter in, I believe, Fayetteville, Arkansas. And what they do is they'll put a time, 901. Oak Creek and Yampa Fire Protection District fighters were called to report a fire at the 21,000 block, that kind of thing. Listen to this posting, 3:21 p.m. Officers were called to a report of a stolen vehicle at a Methodist church in the 700 block of Oak Street. It was accidental. An older man who owns a gold Subaru attended an exercise class at the church and then accidentally drove away in a gold Volvo, because the Volvo, the old man who owned it, had left his keys in the car. So the other old guy comes out, sees a gold car, and how he could not know that, it's a Volvo. His car's a Subaru, but he's very old. So he gets in the car with the keys in. It was unlocked. He takes off. And at some point he realizes, hey, this is not my car. So he returns the car to the church, but he goes to the wrong church, a different church, and he gets there and looks around and doesn't see his real car, so he reports it stolen. Wow. We're all headed there. That's where we're headed. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This isn't a Subaru.
How would you not discover it right there as you're putting it in reverse?
Well, the fact that you don't have to put keys in the ignition, for one.
There's one.
And the
other is...
The steering wheel has to be different.
Yeah,
there's a
complete different feel to the... I don't know. One of the great blonde jokes we haven't done for a while. Blonde goes into a drugstore and asks one of the clerks there. She says, where's the rectal deodorant? And the clerk says, what? She says, rectal deodorant, where is it? He says, We don't sell rectal deodorant. I've never even heard of it. She says, yes, you do. I've bought it here before. I bought it here about 3 weeks ago. He said, are you positive? She said, I'm absolutely positive. It's the only drugstore I go to. I bought rectal deodorant. He says, I have no idea. I'm sorry. I don't have any. She says, I'll find it myself. So the blonde goes to the store. She goes to the deodorant section. And she says, here it is. And she holds up. It's just stick deodorant. And the clerk says, that's not rectal deodorant. It's just stick deodorant. She says, yes, it is. He said, why do you say that? She says, look right here. It says remove cap and push up bottom.
Let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, we just got a report of an accident on Highway 141 at Astro Way. They did not give a direction, so be aware whichever direction you're going. We have another crash. It's on eastbound 40. It looks like it's on the outer road at Mason that's blocking the outer road. Eastbound 40 right now is jamming up from Timberlake Manor through Mason. You're also slow downtown from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. On southbound 270, you've got heavier volume now between just a little bit south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 is a little bit heavy right at Bowles. On westbound 70, you've got slow traffic from 170 past the airport. And eastbound 270, that's slowing now from Missouri Bottom through Highway 170. And this traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Eat adventurously at St. Louis Bread Company with their new Asian-inspired broth bowls. Savor a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by St. Louis Bread Company today to explore more. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis and the world.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Are you ready to succeed in 2015? Say goodbye to those extra inches and say hello to the medical weight loss program that will change your life.
The Fast Track Plan at Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX. Lose up to 30 pounds in 23 days with a medically supervised weight loss program with a 90% success rate.
Do you suffer from metabolic syndrome, obesity type 1, 2, or 3, type 2 diabetes? Have you tried and failed over and over again? Then you're the perfect candidate.
Don't delay. Call now for a free consultation. 618-509-5290.
That's 618-509-5290. Find out about the 23-day Fast Track Package, where you'll visit one-on-one with Dr. Bridget Brasfield.
And get a customized prescription appetite control plan that will take the weight off in a hurry.
Appointment times are filling up fast, so you better call right now. 618-509-5290. That's 618-509-5290. Or online at advancedmedicalweightlossrx.com.
With approved health assessment, call for details, limited time only. Results vary. New clients only. Not valid with other offers.
At JJS Flooring and Decorating, it's a new year with a new look, new feel, new products, new prices, and new floors. JJS Flooring operates a little differently than bigger box stores. They offer next day installation on select products that are in stock. JJS Flooring has an established personal and professional bond with their representatives of larger manufacturers such as Shaw, Mohawk, Tingle, and Somerset. Right now, at JJS Flooring, you can get carpet installed with pads starting at $1.40 a square foot. They have in-stock hardwood starting at just $2 a square foot. JJS Flooring takes great pride in providing you exceptional customer service. So, shop the city and save at JJS Flooring. They are located at 2301 Gravois Avenue in South St. Louis. Call them at 314-772-3996 or visit them online at jjsflooring.com. Shop the city and save at JJS Flooring and Decorating.
The following free offer is available only to people with serious under-eye bags or sagging eyelids. Free supplies of a new instant eye lift serum called Beauty Glue are now being given away to everyone who calls this toll-free number, 1-800-400-5265. Be one of the first 100 callers, and they'll send you two free supplies. But supplies are limited, so please call for a free supply only if you have serious under-eye bags or sagging eyelids. Strict limit of two per household. This new instant eye de-wrinkler gives you all the visible benefits of an eye lift, instantly diminishing the appearance of under-eye bags, lifting sagging eyelids, and visibly erasing wrinkles for an instantly smooth, natural look. We'll even send you a free mirror so you can watch at work. But this free supply giveaway is only for people with serious under-eye bags or sagging eyelids. If that's you, be one of the first 100 callers right now. Hurry, call 1-800-400-5265. That's 1-800-400-5265. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-400-5265.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do. Let's bring it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I got some positive news for you. You've heard me talk about the bagel loan from Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Well, from the time that we first started discussing it, Stewart has saved our listeners tens of thousands of dollars on their home loans. It's so easy. If you owe $175,000 or more on your home loan, this can save you substantial money and with no closing costs at all. Why give that money to a finance company? Call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp.
But listen, it's a government-based program, and it could be pulled at any time. Call now. Don't be confused, though. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Call him now, 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440. 314-324-4440. Or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 267-567-99.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking a chief of staff for our dual division level 1A facility. The chief of staff will provide leadership, organizational representation, and be an active member of the management team, accomplishing our mission to provide our veterans with exceptional care. The VA offers benefits including pension, paid vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team. Call me at 314-488-8252. The VA St. Louis healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
801 Chop House Avenue.
What do all these restaurants have in common?
Bar, Cantina Laredo, Cardwell's, CJ Muggs, Coastal Bistro.
They're all participating in Clayton Restaurant Week, where $25 will get you a three-course meal all this week through Sunday the 25th.
Oceano.
Clayton Restaurant Week is sponsored by Stella Artois, Hoop Garden, and Stella Artois Cidre. For details, go to ClaytonRestaurantWeek.com.
Coastal Bistro and Bar, The Crossing,
Bon Appetit.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
All right, we're going to Southern California. Residing there is one Mike Evans. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Kind of hard to describe to you why these places are so great, but you're going to find out when you go. If you want the best BLT you might maybe you've ever had in your whole life, go to Smokehouse to have them make your BLT. Because you can go in there and say, make me this turkey sandwich, in addition to all the great stuff that you'll see on display there, the seafood and the meats. And, of course, there's Annie Gunn's. And I know it's not holiday season anymore. It doesn't matter. A gift card is always a great idea if you want to show somebody your appreciation for something or congratulate them on whatever. Annie Gunn's. And the Smokehouse, next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, present Mike Evans.
That's what I'm talking about, Annie.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
We're sitting here, and the monitor is on. We have two monitors in the studio, and one of them is on some movie channel, and I'm looking up at Burt Reynolds in a movie from, it looks like, the 80s or something. You know, that guy was a stud for a while. He was like one of the hottest. Well, he was. He and Selleck.
Easy now, big fella.
And Tom Selleck. And Burt Reynolds is one of those guys who allowed some plastic surgeon to get a hold of him and just ruin his face.
I know.
And you never see him anymore. And Selleck, to his credit, just let himself plump up and get a little heavier. You ever see Blue Bloods? He's on that. He just aged naturally, and he looks okay. A little heavy, but aren't we all? Except you. You're not heavy.
Try to take my bean.
You don't gain weight. You've never really gained weight, have you?
You know what? I gained weight when I was like 35.
Yeah, but what are you talking about? 10 pounds? What are you talking about?
No, I was up to around 235 pounds.
What?
Wow.
I weigh like 185 now.
How tall are you?
About 5'9", 5'10".
I can tell you something. You were big then.
Yeah.
I was pretty big. But now my son got me one of these Fitbits.
Mm-hmm.
You know these Fitbits?
No, I don't know what that is.
You put them on every morning, and let's see if it has. It might have changed because I took it off.
Oh, pedometer.
And today I walked 10,862 steps.
Okay.
I walked a total of 4.91 miles.
Katie on our trip had one of those. She had
and
one on a bracelet.
Burned a couple thousand calories.
Oh. Wow, good for you.
I'm on the golf course now. I actually walk most of the golf course. I love to play tennis, but I don't have anybody to play tennis with.
Hey, you know what I discovered on this trip? Pickleball.
Well, pickleball, there's pickleball course here, too.
So you know what that is. Most people here don't know what it is. I'm going to tell you something.
In Palm Springs, it is huge.
All right, when I come out there, we're going to play.
We'll play pickleball, honey.
No, we'll play pickleball. I loved it. I really enjoyed it.
What about tennis ball?
Well, I got a bad arm. Pickleball didn't seem to hurt it. We'll see. We'll talk. All right, what you got for us?
Oscar pop quiz question. Name the name of the Oscar-winning actress who has won only one Oscar, but... Or shall I say, however?
And there's always a however in life.
She had 12-inch miniature Oscars made for everybody she thanked in her speech.
Wow, 12-inch Oscars. Dan, show them what a fourth of that looks like.
Shut my report down.
All right, sorry.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, I know. I don't
Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
Julia Roberts.
No.
Love Nugget story is last week. Rihanna. And Johnny Depp were involved in a hit and run. In Hollywood, that's a one-night stand, a hit and run.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Martin, Gwyneth Paltrow's old husband, they're together 24/7. Looks like they're an item. Odds and ends. Is it just me? I want you to get this in your mind's eye, home. Ready?
Right.
Troy Aikman.
Okay.
His face. Got it?
Got it.
And Harry Connick Jr. kind of look alike.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
Like that?
They do.
And Idiot admitted he hates the police, and that's why he scratched F-U all over a car with a nail. The car had N-Y-P on the license plate. But the owner of the car wasn't a cop. The owner of the car worked for CBS. The NYP stood for New York Press.
Idiot.
Jared Leto. You know him, right?
He's the guy who makes a great woman.
He does.
Yeah.
Has always been a little odd.
Yeah.
No surprise that the so-called house that he just bought 40 miles outside Los Angeles for $5 million was a little unusual. It's actually the old Lookout Mountain Air Force Base, but he's going to make it his home, the whole compound.
Where is it?
It's outside by Idlewild.
Okay.
Lookout Mountain Air Force Base.
Okay.
Talk about when you're hot, you're hot. How about this Eddie Redmayne?
Oh, he's the guy that played Stephen Hawking.
Did you see that movie?
It was tremendous.
Fabulous movie. He should win. He won the Golden Globe. He should win Best Actor. He's really hot. Not only is he winning these awards and all this hardware, he just got married 4 weeks ago. They planned their honeymoon to be in Los Angeles. He's picking up all these awards, and he's on his honeymoon.
I would encourage everybody to see that. It's called The Theory of Everything.
Fabulous movie.
It is incredible.
Fabulous date in history. January 20th, 1954, lowest official temperature recorded in the United States.
Ooh.
69.7 degrees below zero. Ooh. Rogers Pass, Montana.
That's cold.
With wind chill 91.4 below zero.
Wow. Yep, that's cool.
I like this one. I like the last two dates in history. January 20th, 1982, Ozzy Osbourne in concert, Des Moines, Iowa, attempted his patent move, biting off the head of a bat, but the bat bit his tongue. He was rushed to a hospital, had to go through 6 weeks of very painful rabies treatment.
Well, that's what you get when you do that.
January 20th, 1982. You ever bite the head off a bat or a chicken there, Franco?
No, that's something I haven't done.
Okay, Dan. I can't. Anyway.
Nope.
Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
No.
January 20th, 1981. 52 American hostages held in Iran are released 11 minutes after Ronald Reagan was sworn in as president.
What took him so long?
Yeah, exactly. He has said that had he not been released when he was sworn in, he would go straight to the Oval Office and order bombing of Tehran.
That's how you get it done, I guess.
There you go. Let me have my say a little drip of a sip of the wine before I take care of my bean.
My goodness.
And finally.
No. This is the most depressing part of the whole report.
The whole day, all people. Robin, we're going to be depression.
We might mention you'll be on early tomorrow because they're kicking us off here at 5:30 tomorrow, so you'll be on early.
I will be on early. I'm here at your beck and call because I am your man.
How about that? How about that?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Name the name of the Oscar-winning actress. Won only one Oscar, but when she did win, she got 12. 12-inch miniature Oscars made for everybody she thanked in her speech. Gwyneth Paltrow, Reese Witherspoon, Julia Roberts. Come on.
I'll go Julia Roberts.
Paltrow.
Witherspoon.
Answer is Julia Roberts.
Whoa!
Hey, I'm Mike. That was for Aaron Brockovich, by the way. Mike Evans, say it.
Peon.
I did it.
Damn.
Oh, you ever see Aaron Brockovich?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
I have.
Oh, you have to see it.
Great movie.
Another true story, based on a true story. It's really good.
And Julia Roberts was great in
that. She was.
And Aaron Brockovich was actually in the movie. She was the waitress, right?
Man, how do you remember all of this? I'm serious.
I don't know.
I've never seen anybody like you. You're like a movie savant and TV savant. Remember that one episode where SpongeBob said, hey, give me a pee-pee? No, I don't remember that. Any movie, just name a movie, he'll pull a line out of it, and he's usually right. But Aaron Brockovich, Peon, let me put it this way. You like cleavage?
Oh.
I heard it was all makeup.
Well, it doesn't
though.
Matter.
It doesn't matter.
Use your imagination.
Yeah.
There's some good cleavage in that Aaron Brockovich, and that's a good movie. We'll take a little break, come back, and do an official goodbye. This is, you probably know this, but I'll tell you anyway, the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
And we're going to get our final check on traffic. Here's Timothy Weiland.
All right, Dan, they cleared that accident that was on the outer road there, so things are running pretty well there. We do have a new crash now. It's on westbound Page, west of Lindbergh, and things are really backing up there. We also have northbound 141 at Astro Way has the right lane blocked due to a crash. They have Astro Way shut down at the time. On westbound 40, we are running slow now, still approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. Northbound 170 is running slow between Natural Bridge up through Frost. Eastbound 270 is just off the pace, we'll call it, between Lindbergh and 367. Southbound 270 is thinned out, and we're just a little bit slow now from east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Eat adventurously at St. Louis Bread Company with their new Asian-inspired broth bowls. Savor a lentil, quinoa, or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by St. Louis Bread Company today to explore more. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mr. Speaker! The President of the United States!
Tonight, President Obama will address a joint session of Congress and the American people. It's the State of the Union. ABC News coverage begins at 8 p.m. Hear it live on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Don't let doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try NutriDent Complete from Nylabone, the natural dental chew clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. NutriDent's patented cleaning action fights built-up plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., NutriDent scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews so you don't have to. NutriDent from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose filet mignon, chicken, or grain-free peanut butter. To save money, visit Nylabone.com, NYLABONE.com.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Please say your name.
KTRS.
More Americans turn to ABC's Good Morning America. So how do you get to be America's number one morning show? Well, it helps to know what you want in the morning. And we know. Take it from Robin Roberts.
You want the news. You want it fast, first, and right on point.
Take it from George Stephanopoulos.
You want breaking news, news-making exclusives.
Take it from Lara Spencer.
We know. You want it all now.
So go on. Tell them, Robin.
Put some good in your morning.
With ABC's.
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Win a $50,000 cash grand prize or a share of thousands in free slot play during the Winter Wonderland giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays in January at Hollywood Casino.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
Sorry. Almost caught us talking about something we shouldn't have been talking about. I can't talk about it. Hey, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles. thousand miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear. All
right, goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
We didn't see the suspect or the victim in the video.
An abduction report proven to be false. What the teenage girl reported to police and why cases like this make it difficult on investigators.
Handgun stolen from a Metro East store. How quickly the suspects got in and out without a trace.
Caseyville police perform a routine traffic stop, pull somebody over to find this. We're going to find out how prevalent cockfighting is today.
A proposal to ban red light cameras across Missouri. Why one lawmaker wants to see it happen.
A city bakery pulling up stakes and moving to the county. How much will it cost and the expansion the move will bring? Fox 2 News at 6 starts now.
First at 6, paying more for power.